In September 2005, we began a two-week-long mission. Time magazine dubbed the Battle of Talifar. The Army called this Operation Restoring Rights. And if you could advance the slide twice, I believe. Yeah, that's good. The idea is that we would search the entire city, house by house, block by block, and clear it all of weapons. Up until this point, we permitted the Iraqis to keep one AK-47 per adult male per household for self-defense, with about 200,000 residents and several million dark windows from which anyone could shoot at anyone else. This wasn't working well. So we swept through the city with around 8,000 Iraqi and American troops and began to search every house in the city. At this stage, we were relatively respectful of people's property. We sometimes knocked down their front gates with our Bradleys, along with their front walls, and occasionally blew them off the hinges with explosives. But usually we went from rooftop to rooftop and entered their homes from above. We separated the men from the women and the children, questioned people, checked their IDs, collected their weapons, and did fairly light searches of the houses at this point. At the same time, we cordoned off the lower quarter of the city, the southeast corner, which was known as the Sarai neighborhood. We had been repeatedly told that this neighborhood was an insurgent stronghold, so we gave the residents an order to evacuate their homes and provided them camps outside the city for them to stay in. After that, we proceeded to bomb their neighborhood for several days, nights, using Spectre C-130 gunships, Apache helicopters, and tank rounds. The idea was supposed to be that the insurgents would stay behind and fight while the civilians left. And on September 10th, a Kurdish militia known as the Peshmerga entered Sarai with U.S. Special Forces soldiers to clear the neighborhood of any remaining insurgents. As they began moving through, our troops entered to gather evidence of the insurgency, and in particular, of foreign fighters. As we entered the Sarai neighborhood, we were told to search aggressively to teach the residents there a lesson. Don't harbor terrorists. We knocked down doors, dumped drawers out, pushed furniture over, broke windows, and generally trashed the homes we went through. In the end, my platoon found absolutely no evidence of foreign fighters, no weapons caches. We photographed kitchen knives, wood saws, some ragged old pistol belts, and empty bottles of antibiotics. After we had searched the entire Sarai neighborhood ahead of schedule and found no resistance, someone in the chain of command came up with another suggestion. Maybe the insurgents somehow escaped north to another neighborhood just past our checkpoints. So we struck out September 12th and sent the Peshmerga, which is a Kurdish militia, in to round up every military age male from every house in another section of the city. We sat about 500 men down in a large C-wire enclosure, just barbed wire, stood guard as their families all gathered on the other side of the street. At that point, one of our interpreters sent a single masked man in desert camouflage, anonymous, up and down the lines of men. He gave either a thumbs up or a thumbs down before each man he passed. Thumbs up meant the guy was a terrorist. Thumbs down meant he wasn't. In this way, we detained about 50 men from the group, zip-tied them, and in some cases wrote their alleged crime, cuts heads, for instance, on their arm with a permanent marker. Again, another commissioned officer, seeing that one of these detainees had cuts heads written on his arm, is quoted in the Washington Post as saying, "You're going to get special treatment now, buddy." The rest of the men were released back to their families, and I have no idea what happened to the 50 or so who were loaded up into trucks and taken away.